2 days of the NFL draft continues on. We got the Carolina Panthers today. Happy Monday to you. 31 days now and counting until the draft on April 22nd. I'm Justin Pulaski, the commish, as we break down the Carolina Panthers and how they will affect your Buccaneers coming up on draft day. Carolina also without a pick in the first round, much like the Chicago Bears. Unlike the Bears from yesterday, the Carolina Panthers do have a second round pick, 48th overall in this draft. Carolina this offseason really haven't done much in terms of signing players. Tyler Brayton to a new 3-year contract. However, they have released a few, including Jake Delhomme, their starting quarterback. He had a huge contract. He's flat out released. They still owe him $15 million. He's now the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Damian Lewis also gone. Nile Diggs is gone, and of course Brad Hoover, their fullback, is gone as well. The Carolina Panthers do have plenty of needs. I know they really heavily scouted Taylor Price, wide receiver out of Ohio. I do think Price is a solid player who's got speed, can catch the ball, is physical, not overly big, 6 foot, 200 pounds, but there's something special about him. And I think right now you look at Taylor in that mid, late second, even into the early third round, Taylor Price is going to be very intriguing to some teams. Wide receiver is a need of the Carolina Panthers. Also, defensive line, when you lose Julius Peppers, as we said, Julius Peppers leaving as a free agent, it's tough to replace a player like that. Now, they drafted Everett Brown last year. They also have Charles Johnson out of Georgia. You know, are they thrilled with those defensive ends? I think you could still add depth there. Defensive end is a possibility. Defensive tackle, the Panthers have not been the same defense since Chris Jenkins was traded to the New York Jets. They definitely need to address that position. Matt Moore is your starting quarterback. After that, there's really not much there. Are they thrilled with Matt Moore? Is he their franchise? Or do they go out and maybe get another quarterback to come in and compete with him? Dare I say Tim Tebow? I guess you could mention Tim Tebow with any team that's looking for a quarterback. But if Carolina's going to get a quarterback, maybe they want a more developmental quarterback later on in the draft. I'm looking fourth, fifth round there. And a tight end. Jeff King's okay, but I do think that the Panthers are going to want a tight end sooner or later that can really add another dimension to their offense. And this draft seems to be, this draft's pretty deep in most positions, but it's also deep at the tight end position and might be able to get a pretty decent tight end in the third or fourth round if you're the Panthers as well. But right now, I really look and see defensive line being the focus of the Panthers in the second round, and the Panthers obviously always going to affect the Buccaneers with their needs, especially with them being in the same division, but similar needs here along the defensive line for the Panthers and the Buccaneers. Could take somebody off the board right now on my mock draft. I do have them taking Cam Thomas, defensive tackle out of North Carolina, right there for them to grab, but they could easily go after any of these top defensive tackles or defensive ends that might be on the board for them at the 48th overall pick in the second round. The Carolina has also, the past couple of years, traded next year's first-round pick for a current second-round pick. They did it last year with San Francisco, trading their first-round pick this year to get the 49ers' second-round pick last year. That's when they drafted Everett Brown. Maybe they drafted him as an errant parent to Julius Peppers because they knew Peppers was going to be gone. But Carolina not afraid to pull a trigger on something like that. So if they see a guy they like in the second round, early in the second round, maybe they offer next year's first round pick to get higher in the second round this year. That's the 31st team that we've done, or the second team, however you want to look at it, as we count down the top or all 32 teams in the NFL with our 32 days of the NFL draft right here at JoeBucksFan.com.